True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, it is Red Friday. Game time tonight at 7 o'clock. Do we know who the local broadcaster is tonight?
I believe it's 41.
And then KSHB, right?
KSHB. Jinx. And, of course, you can hear it down the hall at 96.5.
Yes, you can.
That's right. The Fan. Story here out of Providence, Rhode Island. Rumor has it that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are planning to say, I do, next summer.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Breaking news.
Page 6, the New York Post says an insider tells the column that the pair is getting married in Rhode Island.
Yep. Oh, my God. No way.
Where she has a gigantic mansion. Mm-hmm. While word on the street is that they are not in a rush, the blog's insider said, quote, they are getting married next summer in Rhode Island. She is in a hurry. Check that. She is in a hurry to have children.
Oh, she does want kids. I was about to ask, does anybody know if she is somebody who is motherly or wants to be?
Oh, what does one mean by that, Sam?
Well,
I've
heard from a number of
maternal
women in my life that they just flat out aren't motherly and they chose not to have kids.
Okay.
It doesn't have to mean anything more than that.
Okay. My youngest said she has no intention of ever having children.
So she would be anti-motherly.
Not motherly.
And I said, yeah. You're also 20 years old. Talk to me again when you're 25, 30.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Things could change.
That is a growing sentiment among young people. We talked about the population decline yesterday that we don't need to get back into. But no, I'm happy to hear it. And I hope they do have a bunch of wonderful kids. They're going to have a really tough time deciding between whether or not they're going to be a sports star or a musician.
Or both.
Or whatever they want to be.
Yeah, it could be like Shaq.
Dan.
Could be like Shaq.
That's right.
Whatever DJ they Diesel. Want to be.
As long as they are happy.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
Simmer down, Dan.
Leave the kids alone.
Like when you name your kid Stone. He better be a linebacker.
I have a friend who has a son named Stone. He's a former Chiefs player.
Yeah?
He's not interested in football. Mm-hmm. He's interested in baseball.
That's his choice.
Okay.
It's like constantly asking the tall person, hey, you play basketball? No.
Never heard that before.
Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, how many seasons of basketball did you play growing up?
Zero. Mm. Well, I played all the way until my freshman year.
And then you just quit?
I got cut. I was 5'8 my freshman year. I got cut, yep. And then I was the tallest kid in the school.
Didn't think about trying back out?
No.
He got burned.
What's a grudge if you don't hold on to it, you know?
Wow.
Maybe he had other interests. That's allowed for tall people.
Okay.
Just saying.
Now I can't shoot a basketball to save my life. Apparently I couldn't do it then very well either. At least the coach thought so.
Bitter, table of one. We're ready for you.
I've gotten over it.
Okay.
High school was 10 years ago.
Story.
That's like a decade.
Wow.
You know what?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
10 years.
Dude, that you did not have. I mean, that was very deliberate.
That was inappropriate.
Yeah, it was. That was targeted. What are you talking about?
High school was 10 years ago.
You know, I went to high school closer to the end of World War II to today.
So did I, Dan.
Those kinds of epiphanies are heartbreaking.
Yeah. Maybe not World War II. Maybe Korean War. Anyway.
I said this, Dan.
Yeah, let me do some. What year did you graduate? 87?
1988.
88. I'm 89.
I went to high school closer to today than I did to Y2K.
Hang on. I'm doing math, and math is hard. So, Dan, you graduated 37 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up, Sam.
Did you hear the cackle? Or not the cackle, but the
why are you
wheezing
having
laugh?
To write that down?
Okay.
He's doing some math.
I'm doing the math. Math is hard. You from the distance it's been from you graduating high school to today, rewind the tape back, it would have been the middle of the Korean War.
Yeah. Yeah, early 50s. Yep. Yep. Middle of last century.
Dwight Eisenhower was the president.
Right.
You guys are making my knees hurt.
This is wild.
Welcome to the club.
Man.
So, Dan, as a comparison, I texted my buddies not too long ago. I said, my high school buddies, I said, the way that we used to make fun of and talk about the 60s and 70s while we were in high school.
Which for Dan and me was in the 80s, for you in the 90s.
So we were closer to that era than we are now, closer to our high school time.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Like, correct. And it's the same concept, right? It's kind of heartbreaking.
Well,
but the thing is, I feel so in my mind, and I'm sure you guys would say the same. I feel like I'm 22 in my mind.
I act like you, I'm 17, right?
And we act young sometimes. And of course, we naturally feel older and we start to break down. But
well,
the fact that
changed,
like what a crazy, cruel thing that we can know this reality of our situations, but our mind does not understand the concept of time.
Right.
So like, yesterday we played.
Yeah, it's called looking in the mirror and like, who is that?
So yesterday we played mixtape with Jesse Reed.
Yep.
And one of the categories was you're stuck on an island, a deserted island, and you get one classic rock song for the rest of your life on this island. What classic rock song would you pick? Mm. Now, to use our brains from the 80s and 90s, we're thinking Beatles, early Zeppelin, Bad Company.
Because that's our classic
the
rock.
Who, that was a classic rock that we grew up on.
Yep.
So Jesse had a great question. Define classic rock.
Yep.
And so here's what we did. 1975 to 1995.
That's not classic rock.
Yes, it is. It's 30 years old. When we were growing up in the 80s.
You're making my point. You're
classic
right.
Rock was the early 70s and late 60s. The Doors, Led Zeppelin,
oh,
Bad
God.
Company. It wasn't even 20 years old.
I know, dude.
By the way, the legitimate threshold for classic rock, according to the music industry, isn't 30 years. It's 25.
That's
so
ridiculous.
Let me move it up. 1980 to 2000.
Yep.
That's classic rock.
So you and I off air a little bit ago, we were talking about one of our favorite kind of newer rock bands from started in the early 2000s, Shinedown.
Love Shinedown.
Okay. That is almost putting Shinedown in classic rock territory.
Within 2 years.
That literally makes my toes curl.
But
even saying those words.
Things have changed with our pop culture. You know, the music, the certain styles of music used to define the eras, and the way that people dressed and the way they thought and did things within the pop culture would define the era. You look at the 1950s, you know that's the 1950s. You look at the 60s and hear the music, you know that's the 1960s.
Yeah, but those albums are now oldies by our growing up standards.
But once the internet came along, once the digital age came along, all of that became flattened. In the past 10, 20, 30 years, there really aren't any eras anymore like we used to have.
Is it because do you think the state of actual radio, music radio changed that and not just the internet? The fact that I remember in 1990 living in Blue Springs, Missouri, I could turn on 94.9 Oldies FM.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Oldies station. It was going to be 50s.
They called themselves Oldies 95.
That was the logo, Oldies 95, right?
Yep, that's right.
And but it, to Dan's point, it played very specific era. It played the late 50s. 60s. Into the late 60s.
That's right. 6906. Your guys' classic rock is basically my great, great, great classic rock.
Okay. All right. All right. That's uncalled for.
Wild times.
Oh, my God.
That's why somebody called Bon Jovi at one of my concerts. They were like, man, I love classic rock and Bon Jovi. I'm like, is Bon Jovi's classic rock now?
1980 I mean,
by
to
definition,
2000.
Apparently it is. But that gonna, just.
He's almost not.
He's almost too. He's like great. Oldies. He's great classic yeah. rock
no,
now.
No, because his first record came out in 1984.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But to someone who's like my nephew's age at 13, that is, that's the comparison of what I'm saying. Like growing up in the late eight or growing up in the 80s and the 90s, me listening to Oldies 95 in Kansas City is my nephew listening to Bon Jovi now.
I will say that is
almost correct.
Pretty much the comparison.
People in their late 20s have these same thoughts, and then they remember they're in their late 20s, and it goes by.
The 80s is now classic rock.
Wild.
Oh, my God.
Wild.
913-586.
We've got to get to our tapioca pudding.
First closes at 4:30. 913-586-7798.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Story here from NBC News. A Minnesota man walked out of prison yesterday after spending nearly three decades behind bars for a murder that he not only didn't commit, but might have been carried out by the trial's key witness, according to prosecutors and advocates. Brian Hooper Sr., 54 years of age, was released from the Stillwater Correction Facility in Minnesota after a state judge on Wednesday vacated his first-degree murder conviction in connection with the 1998 murder of Ann Prasniak, 77 years old, whose body was stuffed in a box in her apartment. Quoting here from the Hennepin County attorney, Mary Moriarty, today the courts have affirmed what Brian Hooper, his family, his loved ones, and his advocates have always known. Mr. Hooper is an innocent man. The conviction relied heavily on the testimony of a witness, Chilaka Young, who is now in a Georgia prison and doing time for a host of crimes, including robbery, assault, and hijacking of a car. The recently sober and now religious Young, Chilaka Young, confessed that she lied when she pinned Prazniak slaying on Hooper and is now saying that she did it. Quoting here from Young, "I am not okay any longer with an innocent man sitting in prison for a crime that he did not commit."
I said to you off the air, can you even begin to imagine
no.
losing almost 30 years of your life? And then I thought...
The prime of your life. The prime.
The prime. And then I thought to myself, can you imagine, or I want everyone that's listening to imagine, going into prison in the late 90s and coming out today, 27 years later. You've missed the internet boom. Now, I know they have access to things in prison, but you've missed the internet boom as a civilian. You've missed smartphones. You've missed the advent of social media.
The Friends finale.
I mean, the rise and fall of Blockbuster. just the difference in life. Not to mention
the boom of cell phones, which were
smartphones.
They were bag phones back when you would have gone to prison.
Pretty much. I just cannot imagine living this story of tragedy and hope that you've lost nearly half of your life. All because, and I think this is, to be perfectly honest, the fragility of eyewitness testimony.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Right? This person just lied. And she was believed, and he wasn't. And he lost half of his life.
And in many states, you don't get a dime for it. In some states, you do.
It's an apology. You get an apology.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. A high five and a good luck. And once you get out, you don't get any money. You don't have a career.
No.
You have no savings, no 401k. You have nothing to retire on that you've built up over the course of what would have been your career.
No sphere of influence to help you professionally.
In many of the cases that we've talked about here in the Metro, they were arrested when they were 18, 19. They didn't go to college. They didn't get a trade skill. They have nothing but freedom.
Very sad.
I will say this, though, when it comes to like Gene Peters Baker and this Hennepin County attorney in Minnesota, the fact that they're going back over and reviewing these cases. Now, granted, it's usually kickstarted by some sort of Innocence Project group, right?
Correct.
They don't open it. They don't reopen these cases on their own necessarily. Sometimes they do, but more often than not, they don't. But the fact that for example, the Hennepin County attorney is saying we screwed up. This is on us. And she was not the attorney when this case was brought to trial. But it is her office now. And she's saying, my office back then screwed up. And now we have to make this right. Gene Peters Baker did the same thing with Strickland, where it wasn't her office. It was that office that sent Kevin Strickland to prison for a very, very long time for a crime he did not commit. And I don't know.
It also points to the corruption of the police departments in that era, all over the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The other thing, and I would counter that, Sam, with we're still talking about the 90s, and DNA was so out of reach for most police departments.
Right. That unless O.J. Simpson.
Right. Unless it was a super high-profile case, they did not have access to the tools that they have access to now at a much more economically driven program. And so then it was, back to my point, eyewitness testimony.
Mm-hmm. Which is horribly unreliable.
Absolutely. And people lose their lives. This is a sad story, but at least there's a quote unquote happy ending and the guy gets to enjoy
life. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Okay. What color shirt, don't look anywhere around you. What color shirt is Dan Weinbaum wearing right now? You've seen him multiple times today. What color shirt is Dan Weinbaum wearing right now?
I know.
Yellow.
Dan, will you stand up in the newsroom, please?
Wait. I was going to say red.
He's got two shirts on. One is yellow. One is red.
Wait.
The one on top is red.
The one on top is red. That is correct.
But he is wearing some kind of yellow?
He has a yellow long sleeve shirt on underneath.
That's why. Okay.
He has a red.
But still, your point is, well, I didn't know. I just guessed. I had a 50-50 shot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yeah. There, I see him now.
I would make a good
eyewitness. He is wearing red over yellow. Did you just say that because...
All right.
You knew it?
Dan, do not poke your head up if you're listening out in the newsroom. Dan, listen to the radio. Do not poke your head up Is Dan wearing glasses today, or is he wearing contacts? You've seen him several times.
I have. I think he's wearing his glasses.
Dan, will you stand up? He is wearing his glasses. Okay. You just saw him. What color are his shorts?
Khaki.
Of course.
Khaki.
He's Dan Weinbaum.
Khaki.
Cargo pockets or not?
You're such a nerd. What kind of pants is Sam wearing?
What kind of pants do I wish Sam was wearing?
No.
Whoa.
He was standing in front of me at a concert, and I couldn't help but notice. I have no idea.
Sam, what kind of pants are you wearing right now?
I am wearing, well, they're khaki. I don't know what style they are. I'm wearing gray pants.
Gray pants.
Yeah. So, to your point, eyewitness testimony in a fleeting moment
is especially totally unreliable.
And imagine if you're under duress. Mm-hmm. Your reliability of your brain and your eyes.
You're watching
and your
somebody
ears,
lose their life.
Yeah, you've lost all sense of the ability to observe in a calculated manner to where it would then be reliable later on.
We also only pick up 10% of what our eyes see. Unless we're really trying to focus on picking up more. Chinos, thank you, text line. I'm wearing them. I should know what they are. But the point that I was kind of trying to get at is that, and great point from the text line, it's either corruption or laziness. It was the hyperfixation.
Or a mixture of both.
It was the hyperfixation on finding, quote, the guy. Mm-hmm. Not the right guy.
A guy.
But I think the guy.
We all know, and whether it's from TV, movies, or real life, we know that police departments just need to close a case sometimes.
But listen to this. This is the statement from the Hennepin County DA's office. We wish Mr. Hooper all the best as he begins to navigate a world that is barely recognizable from the world he knew in 1998. That's it?
Good luck.
That's it? We wish you the best. Sorry about wasting 27 years of your life stuck in an 8x5, eating half-edible food.
Should weather people and prosecutors who prosecute the wrong people, should they have any recourse for their terrible decisions and anecdotes?
Weather people?
Sure.
Like they're meteorologists?
Wrong. I'm kind of tongue in cheek.
They're wrong all the time.
They're wrong a lot of times.
Hey, you walk that back.
Yeah, you walk
that back. You're going to get Brian Busby on the phone line. He is going to tear you a new one.
I said
friends.
No names.
Yeah, well, you said weather people.
I didn't say weather men.
913-586-7798. So when Roxanne from downstairs, our general manager, I introduced her to Bobby earlier and said that he and I went back about 15 years or so. And she's like, how'd you guys meet? And I said, well, we were in an Almost Kiss tribute band. And she's like, I'm sorry? And I said, we were in an Almost Kiss tribute band. He played Paul Stanley. I played Eric Carr. And she didn't believe me, so I sent her a couple of old pics.
Uh-huh.
To which she responded, I have no words.
Most people don't.
To which I responded, I was much younger then, which I was. And she wrote back, did you sing? And tell me if you agree with this. I said, never lead, sometimes background, but it was very strict that we were true to who we portrayed.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't veer off the path.
Therefore, Eric Carr doesn't sing. In live shows. Actually, I think he did every once in a while because he was a very good singer.
He was a good singer.
Very good.
He has one song to his credit if you don't count the Beth remake. Little Caesar.
That's right. Off of Hot in the Shade.
Cricket, Sam, whenever you're ready. Waiting. Okay, thank you.
Sorry, they were asleep. I had to wake them up.
I know.
The crickets got bored.
By the way, we do have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. The airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue, pit to plate, Q39KC.com. David Ellison, who is the head of Paramount, continues to put his stamp on that network after its acquisition by Skydance. The CEO and chairman, telling employees this week that they will be expected to work in the office 5 days a week starting on January 5th, according to a memo obtained by CNBC. Employees who do not wish to make the transition can seek a buyout starting on September 15th. Says Ellison in a letter to staffers, "To achieve what we've set out to do and to truly unlock Paramount's full potential, we must make meaningful changes that position us for long-term success. These changes are about building a stronger, more connected, agile organization that can deliver on our goals and compete at the highest level. We have a lot to accomplish, and we're moving fast. Get your ass to work." I made up the last part. What is wrong with that? Expecting people to work in the office?
Well, I think there's definitely different schools of thought. Okay. And this can go back to the music conversation about generational differences. I think if you've grown up and you equate success with the quote unquote hard work ethic, show up, do your job, save money, be in the office, build relationships, that symbiotic relationship with your coworkers breeds success and hard work, and then everybody wins. That's certainly one school of thought. You have a different school of thought with now, I just assume it's either a younger generation or you can say the COVID generation of workers that were able to work from home for a long period of time and then maybe they never got to again. It is like blasphemous to think that someone would go into the office for 8 or 9 hours a day and be in one location and not be able to do their laundry simultaneously as working or take care of the dogs or the kids. So I think it's definitely a total difference in opinion. I'm of the opinion that as a business owner, it is much more successful for the business if everybody is together. Now, I also say, me personally, I'm one of the weirdos that can sit and work from home for 8 or 9 hours or 10 hours and get probably 5 times the amount of work done when I work from
that,
home.
I've heard that argument.
Right? But I also know, again, as a business owner, I appreciate what happens when people in a workplace can work together and can converse and look at each other and bounce ideas off of
one another. As an employer, do you have employees that work from home?
So in real estate, no one really truly is an employee. Everyone is an independent contractor, right? So everyone technically, whether it was our home inspection business, mortgage, real estate team, insurance, anything, everyone is an independent contractor in the way that we build our companies. So we can't force anyone to be in the office per se, okay? Because they're 1099. However, with our real estate team, the more that there's a very, very easy to follow formula. If you're in the office, if you're a real estate agent and you're going into office, you make more money and you sell more houses than agents that never go into the office. That's a statistic.
Why is that?
Because most people don't have the personal work ethic. When you're at home, most people, okay, and I know I'm generalizing here, but I think it's pretty common when most people are working from home, they're doing the dishes, they're mowing the lawn, they're taking care of the kids, they're watching TV while kind of working at the same time. Most people cannot stay focused to say, I'm going to do these tasks and be uninterrupted by the things that distract me in my house. Hmm. So therefore, if you go in an office, you don't have the ability to do those other things. Sure, you can surf the net for a little bit every once in a while and take a break, but you pretty much need to work. So like this. I think it's good for business. You see this as a trend now. We're getting away from the let's close up shop and just keep everybody working from home.
Which, by the way, for office real estate is great. I was really concerned at the tail end of COVID, everybody sending everybody home, and I was afraid mm-hmm. that corporations were going to realize, hey, we can make just as much money.
Well, it started like that.
And not have to pay for this gigantic building at, I-435 and 95th Street, and we can save millions of dollars in taxes and in property costs, and we can just have everybody work from their home office.
Are you referencing the giant building at I-435 and 95th that is empty and currently for sale?
It is no longer for sale, and somebody has moved in.
What? Hey-o.
Hand to God, truth.
We also can't overlook how isolating it is.
It's the old Kewalt building, but now it's a major Rally House bought the Kewalt building. and it's now their headquarters.
It's also amazing how isolating it is.
Working from home?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mary Beth, and I don't think I'm violating any trust here, but for 3 years worked exclusively from home post-pandemic. And at first loved it. Loved everything that you could do, get the laundry done, walk the dog, whatever.
But that's not work.
But
again, that's my...
I know what your point.
Literally got to a point where she felt like she forgot how to human around other humans.
She's not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds ridiculous when you say the phrase out loud, but talking to somebody over a Zoom camera is nowhere near the same as talking to somebody face-to-face. Sure, you can pick up on facial cues, but body language is a huge part of communication. And when you don't, it's practice. You have to practice. It's like any other skill.
Yep.
If you have zero practice whatsoever with communicating with somebody in person, your body, your mind will automatically have increased anxiety when you throw yourself into that situation because it's something that is now uncommon for you, which makes it uncomfortable.
I'm going to show you a picture, Bobby. This was taken at the height of COVID when we had all been sent home, okay, because nobody knew what we were dealing with, and I get that. So I'm working literally from my tiny little three-bedroom house in Roland Park. You've been there before.
Yeah.
And I was not happy. And I'm going to turn this picture around. I want you to describe what you see.
I see a cabin fever.
Mad scientist?
Ted Kaczynski lookalike who's going crazy because he cannot interact with humans.
That's right.
That's absolutely. And that's a microcosm of what happened.
Sam,
with the
I'm
going to
send you this picture right now.
Oh, I've seen the picture. That's about the time that you left your Zoom microphone on. Walked over to your dresser
with no pants, right.
Laid your head down your dresser.
I forgot
and
about
said,
this.
Oh my God, how am I going to do this?
I said, I can't do this anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God, I can't do this anymore.
That was the same day.
Bro,
that,
are you okay? Do I need to send help?
I accidentally left my microphone on at the end of a show. It was 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was broadcasting from my living room. I didn't walk to my bed. I walked to my couch right next to where my microphone was, not realizing I hadn't turned the microphone off. We were done with the show for the day, right? We're done. It's time to let's cook some dinner, whatever. And I just sat on my couch looking just like that. I took that picture immediately afterwards. And Sam overheard me say, I can't do this anymore.
Mm.
And I
hears from the computer, bro, are you okay?
Bro, you all right?
I mean, it's so realistic of what so many people were feeling. And I think we're seeing a bit of the blowback now. But I think for things like this, and the workplace is just, you know, the gateway to all the other conversations we can have about the pitfalls of being isolated, to Sam's point. I don't think we're going to know the real outcome from that era for another decade or two.
Let's not even get started on the education of children.
Oh my gosh. As a former middle school teacher, I could talk a lot about that because that is infuriating.
Mm-hmm. Telephone number here is 913.
Yeah, Scott, you look like Einstein. I'm great value version.
Did you get it or not?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, because it said it failed to send.
I got it.
All right. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
The greatest worst song of all time. And I never get tired of hearing it.
So good.
Festivus Friday coming your way in about an hour and 5 minutes. It is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com. From ABC News, Charlie Sheen now admitting that he was a sex addict who was extorted by his sexual partners during the height of his drug abuse that made headlines and nearly cost him his acting career. Sheen, who spoke this morning with Michael Strahan on Good Morning America, said, and I quote, "It did come with a tremendous amount of extortion. And so at the time, I was just like, all right, let's just pay to keep it quiet and just hope it just stays over there. Make it go away, you know, make it go away." Sheen, who is, there we go. Go ahead, man.
You know, I got tiger blood, man.
I got tiger blood. Okay, simmer down. Sheen, who is 60, said that over the years he felt like he was being held hostage by choosing to pay people to shut up instead of risking his secrets being made public.
Mm-hmm. What a wild time.
He's coming out with a book called The Book of Sheen. In addition to his sex life, Sheen writes in the book, which is available on September 9th, about his HIV diagnosis and his decision to stop using drugs.
I get in trouble for being honest, and sometimes, you know, I've always been the guy that's been, you know, I'm extremely old-fashioned, I'm a nobleman, I'm chivalrous. I believe that chivalry is not dead, it's just been in a coma for a long time.
But
speaking at 9,000 words a minute, by the way, this video is talking about
is that
whether
new?
Or not he was on drugs in that interview.
What do you think? What year was that recorded, does it say?
I don't know. What do you think? Was he on drugs?
I don't know. I bet he was on drugs. I don't know. I have no idea. He probably was on drugs and alcohol at the same time.
Who knows?
I don't know if we're going to have time to diagnose it. Sheen told Strahan that he went on to quit alcohol in 2017 and has been completely sober ever since. Quoting here from Sheen, "My body was starting to reject itself, literally like turning itself inside out. I was a mess."
Now, he does have a fair point. He will never escape that image. And that's kind of sad because he's turned a new leaf, or so he claims. It's like the guy from Jackass. What is his name?
Johnny Knoxville?
Knoxville?
He went clean. He's been clean for a very long time.
Everybody on that show was addicted at one point or another.
I'm aware.
It had to be if you're going to get kicked in the...
We got it.
They were doing a whole lot worse stuff than that.
Well, but look at... what's his face? Iron Man. Why am I drawing a blank?
Robert Downey Jr.?
Robert Downey Jr.
He managed to turn his reputation around.
Completely turned it around.
That's true. I don't know, though, because... Was Robert Downey Jr. as aggressively known as that?
Well, that was, yes. But it was before the social media era. Okay. That's the difference.
But it was not before the NBC Nightly News and ABC News. He was on TV all the time in court because he just could not kick his demons to the curb.
Still better than being on Twitter every 2 seconds.
Fair point. Bobby Kerr filling in today for Dana Wright. We've got Festivus Friday coming your way in about 1 hour. News with Dan Weinbaum up next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.